Mark chapter 4. And again he, Jesus, began to teach by the seaside, the Sea of Galilee. And a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he entered into a ship and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land by the sea. So he started preaching from the boat, because there were just so many people there. He had to kind of get away a little bit. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowl of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other seed fell on good ground, and yielded fruit that sprang up, and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now remember, a parable is, the easiest way to describe a parable is it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So he's telling them a story that anybody could understand. You know, this is a farmer going out and sowing seed. Some of the seed, you know, falls on the wayside, some on rocks, some among thorns, and then some in the good soil. And based on where the seed lands, it results in, you know, either no fruit or some good fruit or some fruit that doesn't last, fruit that does last, or what have you. Anybody can understand this. But what is the heavenly meaning? And when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them." He's quoting from Isaiah 6:9-10. And he's not saying, "I don't want them to see. I'm teaching them in ways they couldn't possibly understand because I don't want them to be saved." No, he's saying, "I teach them in parables." Now, you apostles are getting the revelation of God directly, really, from Jesus. And later, they will receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and they will receive knowledge that way. But for your regular, everyday person, he's teaching them in parables, one, to simplify it so that they understand the heavenly meaning by using an earthly story, but also so that they will make an effort to understand. If somebody just tells you something and then goes on, do you necessarily learn very well? Or do you learn more when you have to make an effort to understand it? I know Bible class teachers and preachers always say that they learn more by preparing for their lesson than the audience probably does. And I think that's very true. Because you having to make an effort to understand it. When you have to make an effort to understand something, you're going to learn better. But unfortunately, as Isaiah prophesied, most people are not going to make the effort. Most people don't even make the effort to open up the Bible, much less read it, much less study it. And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? And how then will you understand all parables?" If you don't understand this one, you're not going to understand any of them. So then he explains to them the parable. The sower sows the word. So the sower is basically the Christian spreading God's word, teaching other people. And the seed, well, the seed is the word of God. The places where it lands are your different kind of people's hearts. And these are those by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. So you've got the type of people that they hear the word of God, they're going to immediately reject it. Nope, that's it. And that's it. You never reach their heart. And likewise, these are those that were sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. So these are people that hear the word of God and obey it. They become Christians. But unfortunately, not for long, because it says, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are made to stumble. So these are people who obey the word of God. They become Christians, but they're very weak. They're very weak, and they're not really committed. And I mean, the first problem that comes along, they're done. And these are those that were sown among thorns. Those who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enters in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Again, these are people who believed and obeyed the word of God, became Christians, but the world is just too tempting for them. You know, they might want to keep one foot in the church and one foot in the world, and you can't do that. You might as well have both feet in the world, because trying to have both, you can't. So these people end up falling away because they just too tempted by worldly things. And then the fourth kind, and he says, and these are those that are sown on good ground, those who hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. These are your faithful, obedient Christians, faithful even unto death, and produce fruit. In other words, they're going around doing what God told them to do. And he said to them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? Obviously, that's a no. For there is nothing hidden that shall not be made clear, nor is anything kept secret, but that it should come into view. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Eventually, the apostles are going to be given all knowledge of what God wants revealed to man, and they're going to spread that knowledge verbally and written down along with other writers of the New Testament. God reveals things to man little by little. He does it on his timeline, as he knows, because he knows the exact right time to reveal everything. And again, he says, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, listen to what I'm saying and learn. And he said to them, be careful what you hear. With what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given to you who hear. Be careful what you listen to. It needs to be God's word. If you're listening to preachers that of denominations and they're preaching things that aren't even close to what's in the Bible, be careful. Because if you're not hearing and learning the truth, then you're going to end up losing everything. For he who has, to him shall be given, and he who does not have, even what he has shall be taken from him. And he said, so the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He does not know how. So the kingdom of God, or the church, is like a man who is... It basically is like a Christian spreading the word of God. And amazingly, it does spread. I don't know how, but it just does. Because if you teach it, there will be people out there who will listen. Unfortunately, in today's world, not too many. Not too many. People either don't believe at all, don't believe in God or Christ or the church or the Bible or anything, just completely reject all of that. Or you've got people who are completely engrossed in their own religion, whether it be, you know, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever, hedonism, or you've got people who truly believe they are Christians and they're completely involved in their church, even though if you were to look at their church, you would see it is not the Lord's church. Nothing they teach, preach, or practice is in accordance with God's word, and they end up, it's really nothing more than a social club. Okay, where was I? Okay, so this is the Christian spreading the word and doesn't really understand how, but it actually grows. For the earth brings forth fruit by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. So this is going to happen naturally. If a Christian spreads the word, teaches others, there will be fruit. There will be some people who will believe and obey, and the church will grow. And he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? What else can we compare the church to? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is similar to a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that are in the earth. So, from what I've heard, the mustard seed is a teeny, 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 tiny little seed. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches so that the fowl of the air may lodge under its shadow. Again, this is just Jesus saying the church will grow. It'll start small, but it will grow, you know, as long as the Christian's out there teaching. And he spoke the word to them with many such parables as they were able to hear it. But he did not speak to them without a parable. And he expounded all things to his disciples when they were alone. So he continued teaching the people through parables, trying to get them to listen and make an effort to learn what Jesus is trying to put across to them. And the same day, when the evening came, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. So they wanted to go from one side of the Sea of Galilee to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him in the ship just as he was. And other little ships were also with him. So even though Jesus and his disciples were in a boat crossing the Sea of Galilee, they still had people following him in their own little boats. And a great storm of wind rose and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So a storm came up, waves got bad, water started filling up the boat. And he was in the rear part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? And Jesus, how can you sleep through this storm? I always think that. And he rose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So even the weather obeys Jesus. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, he's not just a man. He is the Son of God. That's how. And that is Mark 4.